Good afternoon. Welcome to Reedy's Soccer Show, new show that's just coming to Radio Carrum. We're here at the fantastic Beach Lane Studios and Cafe here in Carrum. Lovely afternoon, lovely wintry afternoon. I do play over 45 soccer for my sins, and so I am sat here. One of the opposition actually elbowed me in one of my ribs yesterday. So if I do sound a bit nasally, I have got the ends of a lovely Melbourne cold as well. But welcome to the first show and our inaugural show. We will be getting some guests and other people to talk. Today I just wanted to really just introduce the show a little bit and just maybe discuss a little bit more about the English Football League. Now, I will just mention the word soccer, because there are sort of purists around that sort of do, why are you calling it soccer, especially when they've got the same accent as myself. It just makes it a lot easier when you're talking to people in Australia. I've been here for over 10 years, and you're having a conversation about sport. It's just easier to say soccer because everyone knows what you're talking about. If you say footy, football, everyone looks at you thinking, does he mean A-League? Does he mean AFL? Does he mean rugby league? So we're going to call it soccer, so hence the reason it's Reedy's Soccer Show. So we will be getting some guests on. I just wanted to talk about, we've got the English Football League is going to be starting again in a couple of weeks, and a lot of us are very excited. Even though we're on the other side of the world, we do follow it religiously. Myself, I live locally, Bayside chap, and mad West Ham United supporters, so we've had a couple of influx of new players. But I just wanted to talk about what was going on, who got relegated, who got promoted, what we're looking forward to for next season. Obviously, Chelsea under Antonio Conte won the Premier League. But I also want to talk about some of what's happening a little bit further down. As probably many of you know, the English Football League is split into four professional divisions. Just to make it a little bit harder, they've called it the Premier League, the Championship, League One and League Two. I like to call them Tier One, Tier Two, Tier Three and Tier Four. Just makes it a little bit easier. And then, of course, once you go into, it doesn't stop there. Once it goes into the non-league, as it's known, it's sort of, they rejigged the whole league a few years ago. So it now goes into the Southern League, the Western League, the Northern League. And what you're really exciting about, what's really exciting about that, is that we're seeing village teams coming up through the pyramid, the football pyramid as it's known, and that's what's happened this year. Two teams came from the Southern League into Tier 4, into League 2. The first team was Lincoln City. Now, they were relegated out of the Football League in 2011, but they had a storming season. They're managed by two brothers, the Rowley brothers, both West Ham fans, I hasten to add. And they also got through to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, which is the furthest non-league. They got beaten by Arsenal, trounced by Arsenal in the quarterfinals. But it's the furthest a non-league team have actually gone in the FA Cup since 1914. So these are the sort of things we're going to be talking about on Reedy's Soccer Show. We're not going to be talking about David Beckham's haircut. We're going to be getting into the nitty-gritty. So the other team that actually got promoted, two teams come from non-league into League Two. The other team were Forest Green Rovers. And Forest Green Rovers, very interesting. They've been knocking on the door for a few years. They're from a little village called Nailsworth, which I believe is in the Gloucestershire countryside, beautiful part of England, owned by an entrepreneur called Dale Vince, and they're the first vegan soccer club in the UK. So, and my friend, I've not been to their ground, but my friends tell me that the veggie burgers there are pretty good. So, you know, these are the things we're going to be discussing. So, yeah, Forest Green Rovers with Lincoln, they've come into the fourth tier of English football. So good luck with both of those guys. As I say, Lincoln were relegated. They were a traditional league team, but they're back there. Unfortunately, the two teams that got relegated, one was Leyton Orient, who were the second oldest professional football club in London. Sadly, they've had a lot of shenanigans on the sidelines with owners, but they're in better shape. They're just down the road from my team, so they're a very proud East London team. And things, I think, are on the up. Even though they've been relegated, I think things are back on the up. So hopefully to see Leyton Orient back in the Football League at some point. The other team were Hartlepool. Again, they've been struggling for a few years, I have to say. And unfortunately, they just dropped through that trapdoor into non-league. So again, same as with Hartlepool. Be lovely to see them back up at some point. Now, obviously, this conversation is about the downs, but it's also about the ups. There's, you know, that's what this is about. That's what football's about. That's what soccer's about. The teams that were promoted from League Two, so they're going from Tier Four into Tier Three. We've got Doncaster Rovers. We've got Plymouth Argyle. We've got Portsmouth. And we got Blackpool. So a couple of teams there, Portsmouth and Blackpool. Very much, again, they've had their differences. The Oystons at Blackpool. Blackpool fans refusing to go to matches because they don't want to put money in the pocket of the Oystons. But, you know, off on the pitch, they've done fantastically well. And they've managed to get up into the third tier. Sadly, the four teams that were relegated were Port Vale, a famous team from the Potteries there, from Burslem in the Potteries in England. Swindon Town, Chesterfield, and very sadly Coventry City, who not that long ago were in the top flight. It's the first time they've been in the fourth tier of English football, I think, for 58 years. So very sad, but they've got a great manager there, Mark Robbins. He took over just at the end of the season, so couldn't keep them up. But I'm hoping for big things for Coventry. It'd be great to see them. Big club. It'd be great to see them back further up the pyramid, hopefully at the end of next season. So the teams that were promoted from, so we can now go into Tier 3, into League 1. The four teams that were promoted, one was Sheffield United, the Blades. Before I moved to Australia, I did live in Sheffield, and I could actually walk to their ground, and I did it. Something I always wanted to do was to walk from my house to a football ground to watch a game of football. So I did go and see Sheffield United. So Chris Wilder's in charge there, was with Northampton Town. Fantastic manager. He's got them back up to the second tier. So well done, Sheffield United. The other two teams, Bolton Wanderers, they got relegated a couple of seasons ago, so they're back up to the second tier. We've got Millwall, who went through in the playoffs. Just so some of you understand it, the top two go up, then the next four go into a playoff. So the first and fourth in the playoff, they play off, and then they play at Wembley. And Millwall managed very well to get back up into the second tier. That sadly, the ones that came down from the Championship were Rotherham. Had a bit of a sad season. Had two or three different managers. Wigan, who only won the FA Cup probably within the last 10 years. And Blackburn Rovers. Now, Blackburn Rovers, first time that a team that I think they won the won the Premier League in 1995. So it's the first time a Premier League winner has actually been relegated to the third tier. Again, they've had issues with their owners. So I'm sure they'll come back stronger, but very, very sad to see Blackburn Rovers actually dropping down into the third tier. So then we move up. So we move into the Championship. Now, the Championship was always, it's the second tier of English football, but it was always seen as a bit of a poor relation with all the money in the Premier League that you're getting these days. Again, it's gone up again last season, so it's making sort of mid-table Premier teams, some of the, you know, richer than some of the biggest Italian teams and some of the Spanish teams. So there's a lot of money on this. So you know, a lot of money for chairman to make, a lot of money to buy new players, and if you really can sit in the Premier League for a few seasons, you can really make a lot of money. Grounds are going up, grounds are getting extended. Players that you never dream of are going to clubs that were traditionally unfashionable. So the three teams that were promoted from the Championship into the Premier League. The first one is Newcastle. Now, Newcastle, big club, northeast of England. Geordies playing black and white. They're also known as the Magpies, like Collingwood, but don't hold that against them. And what we're seeing with Newcastle, they kept their fantastic Spanish manager, Rafa Benitez, and then they've come back at the first the first time. So good luck to Newcastle. Obviously, you don't want to stay down too long if you really want to establish yourself back up in the Premier League. So they won the league on the last day of the season. The second team, and I'm absolutely delighted for them, is Brighton and Hove Albion. They haven't been in the top flight since 1983. Again, they had a chairman that bought their old Goldstone ground, and then obviously Brighton, being a very wealthy part of the UK, wanted to build some properties on it, wanted to do it for redevelopment. And they were they played at Gillingham down in Kent for a while. They also played, they moved back to Brighton, were playing at the Withdean Stadium. If anyone has been there, it's an athletic stadium. It really is not really conducive for football. And then now they've got this fantastic new stadium. I think it holds close to 30,000 people down at Falmer in Brighton. And they've got a great manager, Chris Hughton. Great track record with getting teams up to the top flight. And he's got them up there. I think they were a little bit sad. They sort of led the championship for most of the season. They were pipped at the post by Newcastle at the end. But I know a very good Brighton fan from Bayside. Might get him on one week, actually. Might get him on. I know he likes to talk about Brighton. So we might get him on and to talk about those guys. But they're back up. They've got some fantastic initiatives. For instance, for away fans, what they do is they in the away section, before you go into the seats, into the actual stadium, but the concourse behind, they sort of have coloured lights in the colours of the visiting team. They also get the, if you want a couple of beers before the game, they get the local beers from the brewery, from the town where the team's playing. So fans can, you know, drink their own beer in there. And I just think little initiatives like that are fantastic, and it is moving things on in these new grounds. A lot of grounds get, it's new grounds, get hammered really for being a little bit sort of, you know, soulless bowls. But, with a bit of tweaking, you can improve that. So well done to Brighton. Very, very happy to see those guys back up in the top flight. And the last one is a real success story, is Huddersfield Town. Now, Huddersfield Town haven't been in the top flight since 1972. A complete dark horse this season. I think they were probably odds on for relegation from the Championship back down into League One. But they've got a new German manager, who's very good friends with Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. David Wagner's his name, and he's got them up. They went far the playoffs. They won't care. And of course they've got big neighbours like Bradford City and Leeds United, so who are further down the pyramid. So obviously there's a bit of local pride there for the fact that Huddersfield have got back into the top flight. Fantastic to see them. Sadly, the three teams that were relegated from the Premier League into the Championship, Sunderland, another big traditional North East club, big rivals of Newcastle, of course. They've been last two or three seasons really close to relegation. This season, they were sort of put out of their misery. They had a fantastic striker in Jermaine Defoe. I think he got sort of 15, 20 goals this season. Couldn't keep them. They've got a fantastic young English keeper called Jordan Pickford, who's been sold for $30 million to Everton. So but I think probably all the players in the middle probably weren't so good. So they've gone down. The other one's Hull City. Hull City sadly gone down. And Middlesbrough, I think Middlesbrough had a really good start to the season last season, but sadly they couldn't maintain it and have been relegated. So that's just sort of a rundown. As I mentioned, we had Antonio Cotti Antonio Cotti's Chelsea. Second place we had Tottenham Hotspur, and then we had Manchester City and Liverpool taking the four places. And then fifth place we had Arsenal. And then sixth was Manchester United. So my team ended up 11th. There was a lot of... this is the Premier League, obviously, I'm talking about now. But I think probably from... I think seventh place was Everton, and they were almost on a league of their own. I think they finished something like 8 points behind the top six, 15 points ahead of the rest. And they've really... I think they've spent over £100 million on new players. So they're really wanting to push up into those top six and to start winning cups and get into European competition. And the next sort of rung from that was probably, I think it was West Brom, probably down to about 18th position, 17th position. And I think there was only about 6 points between them. My team, as I mentioned, were in that patch. We've bought Hernandez from a German club, obviously famously played for Man United a couple of years ago. So apparently he had a few clubs interested in him, but he chose West Ham. We had a funny season last season. We moved into the Olympic Stadium that was, they've rebadged it as the London Stadium. It's not, people are complaining, it's not conducive for football because it's an athletic stadium. They've tried to do the seating where they push it forward. And a lot of people love the old bowling ground in Upton Park. But, you know, times move on. I was a little bit resistant to the move initially. But, you know, you've got to move with the times. We've got a 60,000 stadium. We're getting, I think they've sold 52,000 season tickets this season. So, we're really seeing improvement at West Ham. As I always say, things will get better when you start playing well on the pitch. If you win games, everything else is forgotten. The sight lines, the atmosphere or lack of it, the people complaining about the chairman or the stewards being a little bit hot-headed. If we start winning on the pitch, really, everything else is pushed into second place. So that just gives you an idea. I just wanted to do the first week just on my own here at Beach Lane. I will be getting some more. I play over 45 soccer here in the Bayside. So we play all over Bayside. So teams in Sandringham, I play for Beau Morris. My son, he's 10 years old. I've got four kids. My 10-year-old son, he plays for Aspendale. So you know, I'm going to have to sort of convince him, but I might even get him on to answer a few questions. His answers might just be yes and no, but I'll work on him. And I might get some of the guys I play football with. Got a Scottish guy, big Celtic fan. I've got a friend who's from Salford, Manchester. Big Man United fans, so it's not just about the club, it's about them, what they've done. There's a guy, another Scottish guy, that played for St Mirren and Clydebank in the Scottish League, so I'm getting those guys on. So there's many people, you know, if you've got any questions or any suggestions, obviously send them to the website here at Radio Carrum. And we can see what we can do. And if you've got anyone that you want me to talk to, I am going to be talking about the A League as well, the Australian League. So once that kicks in, you know, we're going to be talking about Melbourne Victory, but also generally what's happening in the A League. So it's not just English soccer. And any other bits and pieces. We've got World Cups coming up next year. We've got players and different interesting things. But it is basically a soccer show. It's for not just professional teams, but it's anyone that enjoys soccer here on Bayside, anyone that plays. If you're interested, coming in for a chat, let us know and we'll get you on the show. So I'll probably leave it there for the first show, but thanks for listening and take it from there. Thank you very much.